This week, we're looking back at one of our favourite albums of the year from the highly acclaimed Australian singer-songwriter Olympia. Her project Flamingo weaves together the personal and the philosophical to explore addiction, grief and loss. Here to tell us all about it is the host of Double J Weekend's Kaz Tran. Hi, Kaz.
Hi, Kathy.
Now, we featured Flamingo as our album of the week back in July. Why is it worth another listen?
Well, to hear the stories from a songwriter who I think is bravely inhabiting a zone of pain and confusion to bring you the story from the inside rather than explaining it from the outside, at a distance, or in retrospect, which is what you often hear in music. And you can hear the artist wrestling with a hopelessness whilst wanting to hold on to hope at the same time. There's complexities of emotion that are simmering beneath the surging energy of many of these songs. So I'm really excited that we're able to give these albums a little bit more attention because our lives are so crammed with so many things and music can come and go so quickly as well and albums not given the appreciation they deserve. And this album definitely rewards with more and deeper listens. So, you know, really excited to be able to bring it to you again.
In fact, Bartley said that she borrowed from her own grief while putting together this album. It's obviously a very personal project.
Yes.
What's the main message of the album?
I think it would be an embracing of vulnerability. She creates a very visceral landscape and a willingness to share herself, to bear herself. And I think the message in that is that vulnerability and speaking about it's not something to hide from or to be ashamed of. We're all conflicted at some time between holding on and wanting to let go. And it's those grey areas where things are not so clear cut that we ultimately share as emotional beings.
So this album, Flamingo, followed Olympia's debut album, Self Talk, which was nominated for an ARIA Award, J Award for Best Video and shortlisted in the Australian Music Prize. Did Flamingo share a similar success?
It didn't actually, and it was interesting that it did not. But whilst it mightn't have scored the same level of critical recognition, I think this record really consolidated the success of that debut album. A lot of artists approach the second album as, you know, really having to prove themselves, you know, that the success of their first record wasn't some stroke of luck and that they're not a one-trick artist. So you can definitely hear the progression in her as a songwriter. There's a boldness and a confidence that comes out and a resolve in her delivery on this album too. And it can only bode really well for more great things to come from this very talented songwriter.
So Kaz, what are we going to hear today?
Well, this is a song about being in a relationship, not necessarily a good one, but exploring the addictiveness of that feeling of being in love. And it's called Shoot to Forget.
Kaz Tran, thank you.
Thanks, Kathy.
Let's hear Olympia, Shoot to Forget.
I worry about it.
That was Shoot to Forget by Olympia, and our thanks to Kaz Tran for bringing it to us.